Hello, my name is Naya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, what happened is, okay, I signed up. I don't know whether I'm signed up or not. I signed me and my wife up. And my wife, I just got a text that for her to go ahead on and sign up, but nothing for me. I just want to check on my status.
I don't have access to that.
Where can I get access? Who can I call?
She got a text message about what?
To sign up for it.
To sign up to get the vaccine?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody can pre-register for the vaccine. I'm not sure why she just got it, but if you want to sign up for the vaccine, you call 855-566.
Well, I mean, I signed up for it already. I signed up for it, but they didn't text me. They didn't text me back anything. That's why I'm kind of curious about. They text her, and I signed up for her. We signed up at the same time, but I haven't received anything for myself.
Okay, well, they must have only had one appointment available, and she was the next person on the list. They're calling by appointments, not by when you signed up. And they're calling by requirements as well.
Well, I'm older than she is.
Okay, I'm not sure why she got one before you, sir.
I'm just talking because she wanted me to take it first, so I'm not trying to be conceited.
No, you're fine. I'm not sure why she got hers before you. But you
well,
can if you already pre-registered. What'd you say,
well,
sir?
Well, I'm registered. I just want to make sure I'm registered. Maybe I didn't fill in something right for myself. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe, because I remember doing it twice. I just want to check and make sure.
Yeah, there's no way I can access that information.
Okay. So what's the best thing, just to wait?
Yes, because there's no time frame for callbacks or anything. So you would just have to be patient and wait for an appointment to become available for you.
Okay, yeah. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope I was able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, abph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
You're welcome.